escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need to talk about imposters. Like,
is there one among us?
No, did you see the Justin Bieber dude?
Oh, yes.
I did see that, actually. Yeah.
From a distance, that was Justin Bieber. You get up close, he's
did
just not
he
quite
get
as
on stage and perform.
Dude, he did.
Stop.
He rolled into some hotel in Vegas, I think the Wynn. Like, in between the Wynn and the Encore is a whole bunch of, like, kind of clubs. Like, the XS is the one. Yeah, that was where he was.
XS, so fun. Used to go there when I was young.
The Chainsmokers were, like, the house DJ.
Don't even get me started. That's, like, my favorite band. Okay, anyway.
Okay, can I just help you out with some? Not a band.
Right, my favorite DJ.
There you go.
There we go.
But, so he rolls in. They entourage around him. They get him VIP service. He goes... gets up on stage with the DJ. The DJ eventually like starts playing his tracks.
Oh,
and he's
my
up there.
Gosh.
I saw footage of him going like, he's basically doing the let the crowd sing because he can't sing.
Right. Because
right.
It's like, is it too late now to say sorry? And then finally somebody figured.
He ran up a $10,000 bar tab.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's so dumb.
Is it Griffin who was
yeah.
the DJ? That's like a well-known DJ.
Yeah. Well, he bought it. He let him up in the booth and he's like, hey man, you wanted to sing some of your stuff? He's like, sure. So he's out there. He's doing all the right mannerisms. He crushed it.
He had the outfit down too. Like
did he
had
the
his
tattoos?
Calvins and
yeah,
stuff.
Loose,
had-
loose, mm-hmm. no shirt when he was on stage.
Yeah, he had some tattoos, I think. I don't know if they're real or whatever.
They were drawn in the right spots on his.
Wow.
I don't think they were real, but it's like enough so that.
Oh my gosh.
How
many people do you think haven't heard this story who were there that night? And they're just like, we saw Justin Bieber.
Oh,
it's like, we saw him. He just came
gosh.
In and they're telling everyone.
Yes. He just, his mouth is wrong.
Oh.
Everything else. Like if you see the pictures of him from afar, you're like, that's Justin Bieber. But then when you get up to his face, it's like, But I mean, I would have bought it.
The confidence of this man.
Once it starts working. Now listen,
yeah.
This is to a lesser extent. But at one point, we were all partying in Vegas and we tried, like, if you don't have reservations at some of the places,
yeah.
you're not getting in.
They're especially
like,
as a group
oh,
of dudes.
Yeah, you're just a group, 100%. We
yeah.
just wanted food. We go to this place, they're like, yeah, like 11:30, we can get you in. It's like, we're hungry now. What? Like, what?
Pull me.
So finally, we got the idea of them to be my posse and we rolled up to the Grand Lux Cafe, which is not even fancy. And they're like, yeah, like 11:30 and was like, yeah, that's Todd Daughtry, Chris Daughtry's brother. And they're like, right this way, sir. And like,
is Todd Daughtry a person?
I don't know. Doesn't matter. I just with the shaved head, kind of the rocker skinny jeans and boots and whatever they were. Like, he's got to be Chris Daughtry.
They tried
brother.
Justin Bieber the first time, and they're like,
oh. "No, but it worked."
Yeah,
the danger. Oh yeah. Wow!
No, nobody's done that. Have you been an imposter?
This is gonna sound so spoiled. I went on a trip after my senior year of high school with like a bunch of my girlfriends. We went to Hawaii, and I decided that on that trip, anyone we met, my name is Stevie.
So you didn't make yourself change your name.
Didn't make myself famous. There was just a group.
So you're being an imposter, so you can do terrible things. Stevie can do whatever Stevie wants.
Yeah, and Stevie wore glasses. It was a real weird time.
That's the most like wholesome imposter I've ever heard of in
my
life.
My alter ego reads.
Yeah. She was just like a smart, cool girl.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
You're doing it wrong. Like, you don't dumb down your imposter ego. You go up. You go up with it.
Who would you say I should have impostered as?
You can be
Stevie.
You said
that you used to get mistaken for Ashley Tisdale.
I don't know if I was mistaken, but people said I looked like. I should have pulled, I'm her younger sister who's going to be in High School Musical 4.
There you go.
I don't know why you did the thing with the hands.
We're all in this together.
Got it, but we're on the radio.
Well, sometimes there's video.
I'm saying, I think we should take calls from people who've been an imposter, but you don't have to just do celebrities.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you could pretend to be anything. Like, you pretend, I hate this one, but pretend to be military.
Pretend to be a firefighter.
But I think they're like, this is a terrible thing, but I know somebody, I feel like we've talked to people like this, pretend to be disabled.
Oh my gosh.
To get those seats at a concert.
Stop.
That's messed up.
Or to Disneyland, you get, you're like, come on up, come to the front of the line. Now, if you're one of those people, we'd probably VD you, so people don't hate you.
Voice disguiser, yeah.
But if you've pulled something off as an imposter, or if somebody's been an imposter to you, like you fell for the Justin Bieber thing, we want to hear your best imposter moments. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
My parents, on their first date ever, they went to Turkey Days. Big shindig there.
What? Yeah, big thing in Iowa. Yeah, the Iowans will know about that.
Yeah, Turkey Days. Yeah.
Turkey legs.
All things turkey.
Okay.
And there was like a party afterwards where they went to, and so they stop and then they pay the guy and they go in, and then later on they realized there's no admission for this party.
Oh,
that's just some guy out front taking money from people.
That's pretty smart.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's pretty smart.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, it's $5 or whatever. What, like each, just there was a line for me, and he just took everyone's money and he just walked away.
Oh my gosh.
He impostered the door guy.
Speaking
at
of this,
Turkey Days.
Yeah, at Turkey, and there's a lot of turkey there. A lot of money going on.
I remember this being a story in Denver. Somebody just got a valet shirt.
Oh no.
He stole a car out in front of like one of the nice steakhouses.
No.
Just kind of stood back till all the valets were busy.
Wow.
And then just like walked up, and the guy like rolled up in his Mercedes and like tossed him the keys, and it's like,
oh no.
But you just do that. You just get some guy in a nice polo that says valet on it. You're going to hand him your car.
Oh, jeez.
Oh no.
And he didn't know until he came back. I was like, yeah, I'm the Mercedes AMG, whatever. It's like, yeah, we didn't park your car, bro.
Wow.
Did we give you a ticket? It's like, no. It's like, but I gave you my keys. It's like,
wasn't
you gave it to some guy.
They just went back
and
watched the footage. It was like, yeah, that guy doesn't work here. He's just got a valet shirt.
My
God. That's Sean Daughtry.
All right. Well, if you've been an imposter or been fooled by one, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday.
How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for imposters. People who've done terrible things in the name of whatever, like the Justin Bieber dude. Sonia?
Yay.
Imposter. What happened?
So this person texted me pretending to be a guy that I dated. And they were like, oh, I don't remember you. Can you send me photos? And I thought it'd be funny to send provocative videos of me and the guy. Like, oh, here's something to rub your memory. And turns out it was his girlfriend. So that got really awkward. But she texted me. I don't know.
She got your number from his phone, was so jealous she texted you.
And saying, I got a new number.
I texted him like, hey, how are you doing? I don't know where this number texted me. She was like, oh, I got a new number. She's like, but who's this? And I'm like, you know who this is. They're like, no, I don't remember. Can you send me photos? And
you're like, girl.
Everything went sideways.
That is dark.
Did you know that he had a girlfriend?
I had no clue, honestly. Okay.
See, she was testing. Yeah.
She was, but like,
the other
why did
was.
You keep the videos and stuff? Get rid of that stuff.
For this exact purpose. Yeah.
She got in trouble.
Okay.
He probably got in trouble, yeah.
Yeah.
That happens.
That is
so
none
much.
Of Sonia's business.
You're right. Thank you, Sonia. What? Was there a baby in the background at the very end there?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Or it was just her laugh.
Yeah.
And now you're calling her a baby. So
can we all pull it back together and finish the show? James. James.
Yeah.
Imposter, what happened?
In college, the cops came knocking on the door. They asked where James was. I said he was passed out on the couch. They picked my brother up, handcuffed him, and took him to jail. 2 hours later, I had the most angriest phone call I have ever received in my life.
From your brother who was in jail.
Oh, my God. So James, why were they looking for you?
It was a stupid bench warrant. Back in the day, weed wasn't, and it was
yeah, yeah, yeah. But you put your brother in jail.
That's what brothers do.
Has he forgiven you?
He was passed out. He was perfect. I took a shot in the dark, and it worked.
Has he forgiven you?
Told me to come pick him up.
He would not.
No way.
Forgive this fool.
In 15 to 20 years, he'll forgive him.
Thank you, James. Sarah?
Yai.
Imposter. What happened?
Okay. So I thought this only happened in movies, but I was at my sister's wedding 2 months ago.
Okay.
And there was this guy there who was like, you know, I didn't really know who he was, but he was chatting people up. He seemed like, you know, I just thought maybe it was someone's cousin, like the other family's cousin or something like that.
No, but that, like, I've been there. I've been at weddings where I'm like, they must be on the bride's side. Oh, they must be. Like, you could navigate a wedding.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure she wasn't thinking about hooking up with her cousin.
No.
Oh my gosh.
No.
You can.
Okay. Sorry, Sarah.
It
continue.
Depends on what state we're in, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Inebriated.
Oh God.
So he even gets up and like does a speech that was like very sweet. And the next day at brunch, we're chatting. I'm chatting with my sister and I talk to my new brother-in-law and I'm like, oh, who was that guy? Like, was he one of your cousins? And all of us realize that no one knew this guy. Like, totally random.
And someone handed him a mic?
To this day, don't know where he came from.
Oh, yeah. I'll give the mic to anybody.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But it was a good speech. He wasn't, like, an idiot.
No, I mean, it was a sweet speech. You know, it was a pretty, like, generic wedding speech.
That's what I was going to ask. Did he have any...
Just super generic, yeah. Like, your future's no. bright.
How bold is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you skulk... When you're being an imposter, if you like hang on the like perimeter, you're going to get caught. Because then you right. look you, like, why? But if you're in the thick of it, everybody's like, I love this guy.
True.
He's just in, like, you would never think.
This is like my worst nightmare.
I'm making this happen.
No, Sucker. Unless you hire someone good.
But, yeah, I will.
But Sarah, was your sister upset or did she find it funny?
Well, because it was in retrospect, we found it funny.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but she's out $70-$100 for a plate. Like, the guy ate and drank. You know what I'm saying?
But that's already there. Like
it
predetermined.
Was the style, so, you know, it ended up being fine. And then, yeah.
They're not like counting heads of who's drinking.
I know, but you're still at the end of the day.
Open, so yeah, who knows? He might have bought some cocktails and, you know, helped the bartender out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. That's an awesome
night.
One.
So that's all that matters.
Thank you, Sarah. Ashley?
Yay.
Imposter, what happened?
Well, I don't want to say what arena in town, but because I get in trouble. But my dad used to work security, and a friend and I took two of his jackets and got into the show we wanted to go to. And
wait, this is a jacket that says security on the back?
Yes.
Well, it's like the specific. Yeah.
Well, who's stopping them? They're secure. It's like, they're
an amazing point.
There's got to be. Are you saying?
Because they're walking in. They don't have all the gear yet because they need to check in.
And so, you just walked. Like, nobody ever put their hand up or they just, you just strolled right by everybody.
Yeah. We got in and we. We like wore outfits that made us look like we were also working security.
So then you take the jacket off and then watch the show? So people.
Yeah, I mean, we got backstage too. Okay. And...
Oh, wow. I mean, you do anything with the right amount of confidence and they'll let you through.
All right, Benson, we need a strip search.
No, you didn't have to buy into that one.
Why not?
Yeah.
I feel like I've been in places I shouldn't have been in because I just walked. Yeah. Anyway,
how did you get here?
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.